It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My hope is to get the starters out there early in the game, get them some exposure, and the importance of it to me is how valuable the night before prep is. Waking up in the morning, we have a 1 o'clock kick. We got a lot of those this year. So just the body readiness, you know, the plan behind this camp was to practice early so that we can have that readiness.
Panthers head coach Dave Canales on the plans for tomorrow's game. You're going to see Bryce Young on the field. 1 o'clock kickoff, Bills and Panthers. You can listen to the game here on WGR. Hey, congratulations to Joseph K. from Depew for winning our last Friday foursome at Diamond Hawk Golf Course, a $25 Encore golf gift card, plus a box of Encore golf balls and a membership to Club Encore. Check out Friday Foursome. Head over to WGR550.com to enter. 803-0550 is the phone number. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary on your favorite moment from the stadium as we're closing in, final 2 years. Tomorrow, the second-to-last preseason game, I think, right? They're only going to have one next year at home. So two preseason games left at the stadium, one tomorrow. Nate in Williamsville's next. What's up, Nate?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Happy Friday. So I think it was clarified with the person I talked to first. It was 2022's home opener against the Titans, the defending AFC champion Titans, or one seed Titans.
One seed, yeah. Yep.
And they came out, it was 7-7, I think, early, and there was kind of this sense of, like, who's this team going to be? And they just beat the brakes off the Titans that day. I think we saw Malik Willis by the third quarter. Josh was wearing a ball cap. Diggs had three touchdowns. We had a Titans fan in our section who was trying to talk his mess in the first quarter after Henry scored. And, you know, he got quickly silenced and was pretty much a victim of the mob, essentially, for the next three quarters and had to leave early. I mean, I don't know if the vibes had ever been higher coming off that 2021 campaign when it was, you know, so close. And then really, like, getting back into the stadium and seeing what the first look of the team looked like. And they were as sharp as any team I'd seen. So, just a great moment. And I got the tickets as a gift for Christmas, brought my best friend. It was just an incredible day.
I'm at that game. That's a great thing. Thanks, Nate, for the call. It's a great game. It's a night game. They trounced the Titans. Diggs had a couple of deep touchdowns in that game. Yeah, that's a very, very good one. Regular season, recent. Like, I know I talked about New England and some of the playoff games, other than New England being kind of a letdown. But regular season, I mean, there have been some classics at the stadium, right? In the last couple of years? They haven't beat Kansas City there. They haven't got the chance really to play them.
The Giants.
Giants what? Last year? Yeah. That was not not the answer I was expecting.
It was a classic.
In
a couple of ways.
Hey, beating your former quarterback on the last play.
Yeah.
You could do worse. They only scored 14 points in that game, though. The Titans game, 41-7. They beat Pittsburgh 38-3 that year. Gabe Davis, 99-yard touchdown, 98-yard touchdown, whatever it was.
Pittsburgh, yeah.
Okay, I got one from that year. I don't know if I call it my best moment. Maybe it'd be top 10. The Miami game. Later in the year, field goal at the end to win it, right? Tyler Bass,
they
it was
go
a
down.
Short one.
Yep.
It was snowing at the end of the game. There was snow in the stadium at the beginning of the game. And that's the snowball game.
I was at that game, sitting up in like the top row of the 300s.
Okay.
It was cold up there because the wind was just whipping up the stands.
You were a part of the group probably that was raining snowballs upon me in like the eighth row of the 100 level.
Definitely not.
Because that was happening. I was getting hit with snowballs because people in the 300s thought they had the arm strength to get it all the way to the Dolphins sidelines, and they very much did not have the arm strength.
It was so cold, though. This one, like, you know how everyone bangs the back of the bleachers to make noise?
Yep.
One guy was doing that, and the bleachers broke. That's how cold it was up there. Like,
yeah.
The plastic or whatever that was holding it together just broke.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of like, oh,
So let me throw in and say that last year's Pittsburgh Steeler playoff game.
Yep.
The Shakir play, the Allen run.
The Allen run's pretty good for this. 50 yards.
That's a really good
but
one. It's too recent.
It's not even
it's
that.
The last game.
It's
the last
it's
game.
The last game at the stadium.
No, no, Kansas City.
No,
was.
Kansas City. There was no stress involved, though, right?
It
against
got
Pittsburgh?
Close. It got close.
I know it got close, but I don't know. It's not the same when you go into a game expecting to dominate the other team. Right? You want the surprise element. That's what made, you mentioned, the first game you mentioned was 2011 against New England in week 3.
Yeah.
And what is a big part of that game? It is, holy cow, can you believe they beat Brady and the Patriots?
Yeah.
It was everyone showed up to the game that day expecting to lose.
So expecting to lose.
And then they won on the last drive. Pittsburgh is, everyone thought they were going to beat the Steelers by 30.
Yeah.
So when they beat them by 20.
Put some respect on Mason Rudolph, please.
It was like golf clap. Golf clap for that game. The New England game, the security took the field goal post down because they thought fans were going to climb on the field and take the field goal post down.
That did happen.
By the way, again, we're too young for these games. Those, I'm surprised no one's called in to bring those up yet. Best moment at the stadium, aren't some fans, I'm sure, some fans are going to answer when they broke the drought against Miami and then the fans went out on the field and climbed on the goalposts.
The Kyle Allen.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Kyle Allen.
Kyle Williams touchdown.
Okay. Wait. Against Miami? In Miami.
No. It was at home.
That's against Miami. You're thinking of when he caught a pass from Josh Allen.
I'm thinking of the dive.
No, that's in Miami. That's the Tyler Boyd game. They win in Miami. They go to the locker room.
Bills fans from that stadium watch. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're
right. No, I think again, I'm kind of surprised this hasn't come up yet. But there's two of them. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. I believe there are two different games where fans have climbed on the goalpost when they broke the drought against the Dolphins in the 80s, and then another one maybe when they won the division for the first time in a while. Someone that was there, calling, tell me if I'm wrong on that front. Any good tweets on this? The Winter Classic has got a lot of good nominations for it. 803-0550, Scott in South Buffalo, actually, who was on hold. He was at the Fandemonium game. What's up, Scott?
Yeah, hey, yeah, I was at that game. When we took the goalpost down, we took the one leg outside the stadium across the street and we cut it up into little pieces.
So, and passed it out?
Yeah.
Do you have your piece?
Somebody actually took it from me, but I had the top piece of the goalpost, too.
All right. So was it immediate that everybody charged on the field?
No, everybody was kind of building up on the stairs. Then all of a sudden, one section went, and then we all went.
Okay, so it was like, all right, they did it, so now we're good to go?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Great game, though.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. What year, by the way?
What year was that?
It's in the 80s, though, right?
Yeah, in the 80s. Miami game, right?
All right.
Yeah. 80s. What was it? 85, 86?
All right. Thanks, Scott, for the call.
All right.
Yeah. These types of memories, these ones, I feel like are tough to top. I think my best memory at the stadium could be topped in the next year or two, but you're not beating that. That's going to be that guy, Scott. I bet it would tell. We should ask him. That's going to be number one. You go on the field, you take the goalpost down, and then not only that, he's got the added story of they took it outside. And cut
sawed it up.
And sawed it up and passed out.
Someone was like,
hey, you're not topping that in the next 2 years.
Who's got the hacksaw in the hammer's lot? Anyone in the hammer's lot have a hacksaw? Yeah, I got one.
I've got one ready to go.
I brought one.
Someone had it in the back of their truck, right? Lisa in Fredonia maybe also was at that game. What's up, Lisa?
Yeah, I was at the game where the first time they took the goalpost down. I think Norwood had made a kick to clinch the AFC East, I think it was, in forever. And my friends all stormed the field, and my friend Danny was hanging from the goalpost, and they tore it down. But the fun part about that game that I remember so much was that they took the crossbar part off and lifted up into the seat part, and they passed the crossbar around hand-to-hand-to-hand in a circle and a wave around the stadium. So nobody left. Everybody was there, and that crossbar was just being passed around. It was so fun, circling the stadium afterwards. And then years later, at my son's wedding, I introduced my friend Danny to my son's father-in-law, who was hanging off the same crossbar. Oh, I was hanging off that crossbar, too, before they tore it down. So it was a very fun memory.
All right. Thanks, Lisa, for the call. Great, great stuff.
Yep.
I just got an idea that just triggered in my mind. Maybe this is a dangerous idea. Nate, you tell me if I'm wrong. Shouldn't the last game at the stadium next year be this? The result of the game might have to go well. Shouldn't they let fans go out on the field and tear down the goalposts?
And take like seats.
Is that a bad idea? I don't know about rip seats out.
Take whatever you want.
No, that's I don't I'm not saying that. I don't want looting. At the stadium, by the way, that game, let's look at 80s football. 1988, the Bills win the 88 AFC East Championship, and fans run out on the field, and a game-winning field goal for the Bills to win by a score of 9-6.
Nail-biter.
9-6 caused that reaction? It was the division. All right, Nate's already poked holes in my idea. I think maybe we shouldn't do this.
Go up there with a flathead screwdriver and try to peel
off some
of the Wall of Fame names. Like I want the B and the H in Hull, or the T in Thurman.
Okay, now you're defiling the names on the stadium.
They're saying come.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying go on the field, not climb up the walls and steal things off the walls.
I want one of the flags. I want the Titans flag from the top of the stadium. Remember when they used to have every team?
I do remember that. Yeah,
I don't think they do that anymore.
They're all Bills flags now.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
They used to have every team
have
up
the
there.
Yeah, they should have all the teams back. Why do we need? Why do we need 32 Bills flags? One each.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't need people climbing up. This is not a hotel where you take the little shampoos at the end of it.
It seems like that could be a good idea, though.
Because that's actually what I'm saying. Go in the hotel. I'm saying take the little shampoos if you want. You're like taking the lamp.
I mean, my buddy's dad.
Or taking the art off the wall.
My buddy's dad, I mean, he bought them in an auction, but my buddy's dad has four seats from the orange upper deck at the Odd. In his game room.
Yeah, I have an orange seat. I have an orange seat from the Odd too, but it wasn't stolen from the arena.
No,
it was bought.
Stolen. You go in and you ask, "Hey, can we take some seats?" And let them take it
that's
off themselves.
Not,
here's
no.
some tools. Take your
That's not.
Should season ticket holders get to take their seats if they want them?
Especially if they're buying $10,000 PSLs,
yeah.
If we're being honest.
I feel like they should be able
you
to
get to
take
your
seat
with you. Yeah, I like it. Take your seat with you. But it's got to be more organized than you rip. The game ends and everyone starts ripping the seats out of the stands and walking out of the stadium with the seats.
I mean, no one's ripping them out. No one's got,
Well, you've got people with screwdrivers and
hacksaws.
Hacksaws.
I don't think that's getting past security, though.
Yeah, probably not. Exceto Sports when we come back here on WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.